Hey, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of the Grace in Your Face podcast, where we dive into God's Word together every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm your host, Cameron, and really excited to continue in our Romans study together. Before we open up in Romans chapter 2, let's go into prayer. Dear and gracious Father God, Lord, we come before you humbly and ask that you just open up our hearts to your Word today, God, that we're able to grow from it and be able to strengthen our relationship with you. Father God, I just ask that you bless every person that's listening to this podcast now, that you be with them, Lord, and hopefully we're able to enjoy and go through the rest of this week with confidence, knowing that you're here with us always, God, and that you love us. Father, we love you so much and lift these things up in your Son's name of Jesus. Amen. All right, here it is, Romans chapter 2. So we're going to be going into the righteous judgment of God. And in order to better understand what God's righteous judgment looks like, I think it's important that we open up with the first verse in Romans chapter 2. And here it says, "Therefore you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things." All right, going to hit the pause button there. That is an extremely powerful verse, and I want to be able to highlight this here for us because there is an immediate takeaway that I want us to talk about a little bit more here. And that's what Paul is saying in Scripture, that we are not called to judge one another. That falls on God. He is the righteous judge. He is the one that holds us accountable to our sins when we fall short. It is not for us to hold each other accountable to our sins and to prioritize judging one another, as at the end of the day, we all fall short, y'all. All of us have our own problems and our own shortcomings. And for us to spend our energy and our time and effort in judging and criticizing others, it's taken away from where we really should be prioritizing our energy and effort, and that's on ourselves. We need to be actively growing as humans each and every day. And this is where Paul is doing an incredible job calling out to the Jews in his letter to the church in Rome, saying, hey, look, it's not for you to judge others, whether that's Gentiles or fellow Jews. It doesn't matter. You need to be checking yourself in the mirror and making sure that you prioritize, where are you at right now in your walk with God? Where are you at in your shortcomings? Where do you need to grow? At the end of the day, all of us fall short, y'all. And that is what Paul is highlighting here. And we need to leave the final judgment, the ultimate judgment, to our Father in heaven. I think it's very easy, especially in this day and age where with social media, it's easy to be able to go behind a keyboard. And when we see a video of someone acting absolutely horrendous or just crazy or whatever it may be, to hop behind a keyboard and provide commentary saying how horrible this person is, or look what they've done, and shame on them. Like, how can you live with yourself? Things like that. And the reality is, in this day and age, it's so imperative for us not to fall into that behavior. And it's easier said than done. And I'm not just talking about, obviously, within social media, but in life as well. Look at how easy it is for us to gossip about one another and talk horrible things about what somebody might have said or they might have done. And in the reality, and that's, to be quite frank, something that I struggled with for a long time, going back to growing up as a teenager, was gossip and wanting to talk with others about how bad someone else was acting and call them out on, you know, where their shortcomings were. And the reality is, that's not doing myself any benefit, because at the end of the day, I know that I have my own shortcomings and I need to make sure I hold myself accountable and spend quality time really growing and trying to change those shortcomings and those behaviors. And so overall, this is our first takeaway from today, is we are not called to judge one another. We need to leave that judgment to our Father in heaven. We need to make sure that we are prioritizing time for ourselves and making sure that we really understand who we are as humans and where we fall short, and understand and acknowledge those shortcomings and grow from them and spend time with God and continue to grow in his Word, seek his wisdom, and grow as human beings and as fellow believers walking with Christ. So let's go ahead and continue here with our reading. We're going to pick it up from verse 2, and it says, "We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" All right, going to hit the pause button here in Scripture. And this highlights a second key takeaway that I really want to be able to talk with you all today. And it's taking advantage of God's kindness. As Paul highlights here in Scripture, let's read it again just so we make sure we really understand. It says in verse 4, "Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" What's special about this scripture here, with Paul writing to the church in Rome and the Jews that are in this church, is at this time, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people. And they have this comfort in knowing that, you know, there's this covenant between them and God. And so in a lot of the Jews' minds, they're thinking that there's this sense of security that because they're aligned with God and they have this covenant with him, that they don't need to repent their sins. They don't need to focus on changing themselves and growing. That as long as they continue to do good works according to the law, that they're going to be okay. And the reality is, Paul is telling them, look, no, that's not factual. We all fall short. You are in the same exact boat just as much as the Gentiles. And this is something that I think can still very much be applied for us today in regards to understanding not taking advantage of God's kindness. I think for us, you know, when we first accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, it is very easy for us to be able to just wash our hands and be like, all right, we're good to go. We're saved. I can go through this life and know that I have this eternal relationship with my Father in heaven and take advantage of that and take advantage of God's gift of Jesus Christ. And like we talked about from the first episode, God is calling us to live obediently within our faith and our walk with Christ. He is asking for us to live this proactive daily life of faith with him and to grow with him and to seek him in wisdom and truth. And so to take advantage of his kindness and to essentially brush aside that relationship is not going to do anything for you as a Christian in growing your walk with God, but also you growing as a person. So it's very important to make sure that you remind yourself daily, I am called to live an obedient walk of faith with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that is the second key takeaway. I want us to continue reading here, and we're going to pick it up in verse 5. "But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life." All right, gonna hit the pause button here again and highlight specifically verse 7. And let's read this again. Actually, let's go ahead and pick it up from verse 6 and go do verse 6 and verse 7 here. And it says, "He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life." So something that I really want to highlight and take and provide as a third key takeaway for us today, we can see it here in verse 7 where he talks about rendering to each one according to his works. I think it's very easy to look at that scripture and assume that it means, okay, so if I continue to do good deeds and, you know, make great choices in life, I'm okay and I'll be saved. And that is how I will receive this gift of eternal life and have this, you know, eternal relationship with God. And that's not what Paul's talking about here, as you see, as you dig further into verse 7, where you need to understand that it's more of a obedience in faith and not as much of an obedience in the works of law. God is calling for us to obediently live in our walk of faith with him every single day. Yes, obviously it's important for us to make good choices and to live obediently and to be wise with our decision making and be kind to others and really be mindful of our life choices. But ultimately, what provides us eternal life is by seeking glory and honor through God, having God as our core and our center. As Paul said here, reading again in verse 7, "To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life." And when he means by seeking for glory and honor and immortality, he's talking about seeking glory and honor through God. He's not talking about seeking it through our accolades and this checklist of all these wonderful great deeds that we've accomplished. At the end of the day, it comes down to reminding ourselves it is all about our work and our obedience through faith with Jesus Christ. not our work by just following the law and doing good deeds every single day. Obviously, it's wise and it's good to make great choices, but ultimately, to receive this incredible gift of eternal life and having a relationship with God, it is by ensuring that we have God as our core, as our centerpiece. We are seeking glory and honor through Him, making sure that our hearts are aligned with God and not self-seeking. And we'll see kind of this further discussion of self-seeking here as we go into verse 8. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. All right, so that is our scripture reading for today. So again, to highlight three key takeaways from what we can get from the first 12 verses of Romans chapter 2. Firstly, we are not called to judge others, whether Christian, not Christian. It is imperative for us to make sure that we're judging ourselves and we are taking the time to hold ourselves accountable and see where we are at in our walk with Christ and make sure that we are constantly growing with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every single day. Prioritize yourself. Make sure that you are actively building your relationship with God and not prioritizing the criticisms of others and judging others and their actions. They are on a separate journey and walk with God, and it's important for you to prioritize and focus your walk with God. Like I said, easier said than done, especially in this day and age. I think it's very easy for us humans to want to be able to point the finger at others and prioritize that because, let's face it, it's very icky and very hard to hold ourselves accountable. It's not fun. It's uncomfortable. But that's the beauty of having a relationship with God is that there's going to be this level of uncomfortness. And that's a good thing because that's going to help us grow and be stronger. If there wasn't any uncomfort and there wasn't any room to grow and we were just perfect all the time, then that really, what is the point of having a relationship with God, right? That's what's so beautiful about this relationship with God is that He wants to grow with us and He wants to have a relationship. And that goes back to what we talked about in the last episode, which is He loves us so much and He hates sin so much that He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us to break that barrier of sin that was separating from Him so we could have this open, amazing relationship with Him. Even though we fall short and we're sinners, Jesus Christ took on that burden of sin for us. And so even when we now fall short as humans, we're able to continuously grow in our relationship with God. And that is the absolute coolest thing in the world, to know that we get to be loved by a Father who takes us as we are, all of our faults, all of our shortcomings, and still loves us continuously. And that dives into my second point, which is don't abuse and take advantage of God's kindness. I think for today's day and age, for us as Christians, once we accept Christ, it's easy to want to just brush aside our faith and the fact that we're Christians and go back to just living life and succumbing to what this world has to offer, which there's a lot of incredible things in this world. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we're prioritizing God above all else. And that goes back to what we talked about last episode, which is prioritizing God over the creature meaning the things that we as human beings have created. So don't take advantage of God's kindness. Make sure that you are being mindful of, am I living an active life for Christ? Am I continuously growing in my faith with Him? Or am I succumbing to the world? And I'm taking advantage of the fact that, yes, I have this amazing internal relationship with God now, but I'm not really prioritizing it. I've kind of pushed it off to the side. It's not a real active relationship. Going into point number three, we'll end it with ultimately understanding that, look, it's not by works of the law. It is by works with Christ as your core, works that prioritize seeking glory and honor through Jesus Christ. Again, it is not about being self-seeking and hitting this checklist of daily good items and deeds that we've done every single day. It is absolutely about, as you are going through your life each and every day, shortcomings and all, how are you prioritizing your core and your center? Is it with God or is it yourself? And so being mindful of when you're going and making the choices that you are in life and you're trying to go and do good works, make sure it's because you're trying to give glory to God above anything else. It's not to give yourself, you know, a pat on the back and say that I'm this awesome person. It's like, no, I'm going to give glory to God here in this situation. God gets the glory. I'm doing this for Him because I love my Father in heaven and I want to please Him and I want Him to be happy with how I'm going about with my life. And so again, just being mindful of where we receive eternal life, it is not through by works of the law. It is 100% by works of faith, being obedient in our walk of faith with God every single day. And that is the third point. So that's all I have for today for Romans chapter 2. When we meet back up again on Thursday, we will be diving into the last half of Romans chapter 2. Really enjoyed getting to dive into the beginning of Romans chapter 2 with everybody today. Before we close out, let's go into some prayer. Father God, Lord, thank you so much for what your word had to offer today, God. Father, we truly do want to make sure that we're growing in our faith with you each and every day. Father, we don't want this to be a lukewarm relationship. We want this to be a genuine, active, loving relationship, God, where we are growing with you. Lord, we know that we're sinners and we fall short. And Lord, the beauty of this relationship that we have with you is that it's eternal. And you sent your son Jesus to die for us on the cross, God, so we could have this amazing relationship. And so, God, we want to do all that we can to show you just how much we love you by living a proactive life for you and our faith each and every day. God, we love you so much. And we just lift these things up in your son's name of Jesus. Amen. All right, with eyes closed, we're going to go ahead and move into the prayer of salvation. For those who have not become a Christian yet, and today you want to make that proclamation of faith and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, we're going to go through that prayer together now, so just repeat these words after me. Father God, I just come before you right now, and Lord, I want to admit to you that I fall short. I'm a sinner. I've messed up, God, and I want to come before you right now, and I want to repent all of my sins to you. Father, I know I fall short, but because of your son, Jesus Christ, who I believe in, I know that there is a chance for eternal life with you, Father. And so, God, I choose to believe in your son, Jesus Christ, who died for me and took on that burden of sin. Father, I choose to follow you for all of eternity. And we love you just so much, God, and lift these things up in your son's name. Amen. All right, if you prayed that prayer, congratulations. Really excited to welcome you into the family of God. If you're wondering what next steps to take, I highly recommend you check out all the links I have below in the description to give you some resources to start off. I also highly encourage you to download the Bible app onto your phone. Also, really highly encourage for you to go plug in with a church family that's nearby and be able to start growing with fellow Christians in your community. That's all I have for today, guys. Again, really enjoy getting to go through Romans with you all. Hopefully you were able to get some strong takeaways here today, and wishing you all nothing but the best, and have a blessed day.